Hello and welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to episode 2 of Matt and Scott's Excellent Podcast, coming to you live once again from Scott's grandma's basement, where the meatloaf's always ready.
Yes, it is. Be ready for the episode, though.
My name is Matt. Right beside me to the left here is Mr. Scotty Doesn't Know, John Gibson. How's life treating you, buddy?
Like that caught me sleeping with his wife, I'll tell you that for sure. No, it's actually not bad. It's just I'm fighting a sinus infection, you know, that torn rotator cuff. It's just like everybody's
still
just
with the torn rotator cuff.
Yeah, I got I should have had surgery, but I didn't.
Oh, you passed up on
it? Yeah. Okay. Physical therapy seemed easier.
Yeah, probably less expensive, too.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Nope.
It cost me out the yin yang every month. But that's not what we're here for. We're here to discuss the world as we see it and how we don't see it. And how I don't see it is how you see it.
I think I understood that. But I'm not 100%
because
sure.
We have different opinions, which is great.
Well, yeah, that's what makes it work, right?
Yeah.
We got a pretty good show. I think we got a pretty full show also.
Yeah. Took up a whole page of notes.
I took no notes. Uh-huh.
I take all the notes.
I wrote down a top 10 list, though.
That's good.
And I have a...
Do you have it on your hands?
I have a little piece of paper.
Yeah, mine was on my phone, but since we're recording for the first time.
How's it going out there, whoever watches this?
Yeah, and we really do have the Facebook radio, at least I do.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah. Yeah, so. All right, so I guess
the lighting. We'll blame it on the lighting.
Yeah, that's what it is, the lighting.
Dim the lights. It'll look a little better.
So we can start off with sports before we get into it.
Yeah, we did that last week workout,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so we'll start off with sports, the All-Star Game. You know me, I'm a baseball guy, so I love watching baseball, and the All-Star Game for me is a big deal. I love the Home Run Derby. You know, I feel like your boy, Schwarber, kind of got the rough end of the stick because, Harper and his dad was not following the rules.
Yeah.
He should not have caught up.
No, I don't think so. But he did make it to the finals. So
he did.
Prediction close anyway. I think you said that Harper would probably win, didn't you?
Yeah, because of the hometown. Yeah. And he got the hometown advantage because they didn't follow the rules. It clearly states that the ball has to land before the next pitch is thrown. That was not what was going on.
Yeah, well, you know.
My pick, Reese Hoskins, he lasted to your boy, who caught fire.
Yeah. Yeah, that was what I was hoping. It was that he would catch fire. He's that kind of guy. So,
yeah, I was watching
at one point.
I was actually driving home and watching it on, and I had it in the console of my car, and I'm driving home. And I got it, and Reese Hoskins, Hoskins is just lighting it up, and I was like, and he hit 20.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh, that's gonna be hard to top. And I could hear the announcer saying that Schwarber's got to catch fire. He's got to catch, and sure enough, he caught fire, hit 21. I think at one point he hit 11 straight.
Yeah. I didn't notice if the rule change or whatever had actually helped anybody. Did it help anybody?
Yeah, the extra 40 seconds. Yeah, it helped. It helped Hoskins because that's how he got the 20. It didn't. Schwarber didn't even need it, but he could have used it, but he didn't. He got the 21 before it even.
Yeah, I thought the numbers were a little low the first round.
Yeah, the first round they were low. The last part of it, I think it was actually a record setting.
Was it
home run derby performance? I think total home runs. I think But the All Star Game, the AL took it 8-6 over the NL, and Alex Bregman, who didn't win the home run derby, but he won the MVP and. I got the kid on my fantasy baseball team. He's good.
Yeah.
He's really good.
I haven't switched over to fantasy baseball yet. It's thinking about the hockey thing this year. So.
It's kind of like how we did basketball. You got to every day. And then, like, on my way here, I got, like, 5 notifications. This guy's not starting in your lineup. Well, I've got 2 bench players, so it didn't really matter. So I'll just take the first day out.
I played a little fantasy baseball before, and it never panned out for me.
it's hard. Like the part about fantasy that I don't like is you got guys that don't show up to the draft and get these really good teams and then dominate the league, which is what's going on right now.
auto drafts work. It worked for
me. Yeah, it did. Fantasy football worked for you pretty well.
I was ended up being in the championship game that year. I lost.
To me.
So, yeah. Was that you? Did you beat me?
Yeah, I won back-to-back years. But,
you don't need to go there.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of football, though.
Okay.
45 days.
45 days.
And the Eagles and Falcons in the first regular season game. But shorter than that, we got first preseason game, I think, next week?
Is it really?
Bears and Ravens?
Already?
The Hall of Fame game? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I saw something that said it was a week away, so it might be Monday Night Football, the Hall of Fame game.
Bears and Ravens?
Bears and Ravens, yeah, nobody cares. But,
yeah,
it's football. You know, Lamar Jackson's going to get playing time because he's the second-string quarterback.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, do you really think they're going to take a $100 million quarterback out without giving him a shot at least performing?
Well, I mean, he's won Super Bowl, so.
Yeah, he's, you know,
I mean, he's earned the right to be where he's at, but he
has still on his holes.
Steadily declined. Yeah.
So did a backup quarterback in Nick Foles. He won the Super Bowl against arguably the greatest quarterback of all time.
Arguably, also, of course, that, too.
Yeah, so that's why I put arguably, because you get, there's ways you can say that he's not, and there's ways you can say that he is. I lean more towards that he is.
The greatest?
And I say you're probably leaning towards that he's not.
These are definitely top five. I'm not going to say he's not a good quarterback and he's off system or something like that, but
I think the system helps.
It does. I think it does, too, and the coach helps.
Because you look at Joe Montana, who is, at his time was the best quarterback of all time, went to Kansas City. He didn't have the same success. He didn't have Jerry Rice. He didn't have Dwight Clark. He didn't have those weapons in Kansas City. Although he did have Marcus Allen.
True. And there's an argument to make for system quarterbacks anyway, because if you're put in the right situation, you're going to do better.
Right.
So, I think that if that's the system that fits you best, you're going to be better there.
Yeah.
That's a quarterback or not.
That's why it's hard for, like, spread quarterbacks to come from college to the NFL, because the spread doesn't work in the NFL. Right. Cam Newton has been mildly successful using the spread offense, but 6'5", 245.
He's also got quite an arm on it.
Yeah, he's built like a tight end, and he's got a cannon. So, I mean, you don't really expect much else from him.
I mean, it worked for, like, see Mike Vick when he could run.
Yeah.
You know, it worked for him, but once he lost his legs, he, you know.
Yeah, those the years in the prison really didn't do well.
He was walking up while he was in there.
You think he would, but he might have been running the whole time. Everybody's like, well, I want a piece of a celebrity, I guess. I did not mean it the way it came out. That came out like
I didn't even think about it that way.
That came out like I was talking about
kind
of eroticism, but that's not where I was going with that. I was actually meaning just taking him out.
Smooth segue from that one?
Well, no smooth segue. So I'm just going to cut it to the Kawhi Leonard trade.
Okay.
How do you feel about that one?
Well, there's rumors now that Kawhi would like to re-sign with Toronto. I heard this today.
Okay.
He hasn't even been there yet, so I don't know how you can say he's going to re-sign with Toronto yet. And he's already expressed his interest in the Lakers. They're getting him on a one-year deal, I feel like. And I feel like they lost DeRozan. I can't see it's a good move for Toronto. But it's a great move for San Antonio.
Yeah.
They're trying to get away from the old guys. You know, they still got Aldridge there. Aldridge, DeRozan, still a pretty good combo. It's a playoff team. So,
you might hit me here when I say this, but I think Pop needs to go. He doesn't have the same players that he had before. He's not going to have the same success because DeRozan and Aldridge played differently than Duncan and Ginobili played. But Leonard fit well in that because he played such good defense and he was such a good rebounder and he was so fast.
Yeah, and even though he's a superstar, he wasn't a superstar. You know what I mean? But he doesn't like to stand out. He fits. Pop's guys are all role players. You all have a role in the team, even if you're Tim Duncan, you're the best player on the team. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how it fits. I understand what you're saying, though. I thought that Pop, when all the old guys left, he would go too.
I did too.
I thought after Duncan, he might actually leave.
But. Like, I thought it was an odd signing. I know this is kind of – it's not off topic because it's still NBA free agency, but Tony Parker on the Hornets.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
How weird is that? Like, I feel it's going to seem so weird to see him playing for the Hornets because I thought he would retire for, like, Duncan.
Yeah, I don't know why you play your whole career somewhere like that and do all that stuff and then just end in Charlotte for –
Yeah.
You're not going to even make the playoffs, probably. Kemba Walker doesn't even want to be there. Or they don't want him there either way.
Yeah, Kemba needs to go somewhere where he can be successful. And I say the same thing with Damian Lillard. I think that...
Oh, you're willing to let him? I get a Portland fan, too.
I love Dame, but... And I know you're a big CJ McCollum fan. I think that if Dame went to, like, L.A. with LeBron, that right there puts him real close to Golden State.
It does. I'm a Lonzo. I like Lonzo. Like, I'm one of the only ones. We're only Laker fans, I think, that actually like him and think that he's good. But if we could get Lillard and somehow package Lonzo in there, I would definitely take that.
I mean, teams play big all the time, and then so at the same aspect, teams play small all the time. You see a lot of, like, four sets of two guards and small forwards playing at the same time with one center instead of having the classic center, power forward, small forward, shooting guard, point guard. Like, Ben Simmons is 6'10", with 7-foot wingspan, point guard.
Right, it's off-tubo, too.
Yeah, Markelle Fultz is the classic pass-first point guard, and he's playing the two guard.
So, it's
just today's NBA.
The Lakers are talking about playing LeBron at center. That's their version of the death lineup, where they play LeBron at center. I think Kuzma at the four, Ingram, I think, at the three, and then Hart and Lonzo.
That'll be strange, but really, what big man is going to outrun LeBron?
That's it. I mean, they're really not.
He could probably out-jump most of them.
I would say he's still got
Huge, and he's built like a center, so, I mean.
Yeah, he's going to get calls all day down the post.
Yeah.
I mean, it might not be a bad, especially against Golden State, when they play Draymond at five a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know, LeBron's going to own him.
But that is a nice segue, because we stay in the West, and Carmelo Anthony gets traded from Oklahoma City to Atlanta, gets waived by Atlanta, so he can sign with Houston.
Right.
I call it the old signing wave.
Yeah, I think he only took, what, two?
He took the veteran minimum.
Right.
Which is crazy to me that Carmelo Anthony took the veteran minimum to play in Houston.
Does it put him over the top? Does it really do anything else?
I don't think so. It's other than Capella, I can't think of one guy on that team that plays defense.
Yeah, they have to keep Capella.
He's the only one that plays defense. Because Melo.
Chris Paul can.
Yeah, he can't. Chris Paul can chooses not to.
Yeah.
And Harden can't at all.
Well, the wing defender, who actually did a decent job on Durant the best he could, you know. They pushed him to seven games.
So you really think that, I mean, I know you don't. So what I'm thinking is why Houston thinks that losing Ariza and gaining Carmelo is going to put him over the top, because I don't think it does.
It's just a name to me anymore. It's
Carmelo, I feel like, has gotten lazy. Yeah. Like, you can see it in Oklahoma City, where it was built around him to have another shooter that took the pressure off of him. You had that point guard that wanted to score, and there was no literal pressure on Carmelo to succeed, and he still was lazy, and he still didn't do what he did. I honestly feel like New York killed him, but
I feel the same way. I feel like he gets a bad rap, too. I'm not saying, he's a worse player now than he used to be. I think he used to be a really good player. But name one team that he had that you could see him going really far with. He never really had a whole lot of talent around him.
I had this conversation with a few guys earlier when he was in Denver. They're like, well, when he was in Denver, everywhere he went, he made their record worse. And I was like, well, that can't be true, because they were a playoff team when he was there. I said, but when they drafted him number three overall.
Yeah.
I was like, so how could they make him worse? And he's like, they didn't make the playoffs. I was like, every year that he was there, they made the playoffs.
Yeah, so they played the Lakers a few times.
Their best year was his last year when they had AI. And, was it Fareed? I think Fareed.
What's Fareed?
It was his rookie year.
Yeah.
And they call him the Manimal.
The Manimal,
Now he's like nobody.
He's in Brooklyn now.
Is he really?
Yeah, he was with Denver this year, and they bought him out. They put him in Brooklyn now.
Oh, I liked Fareed until he got – I don't know if he got injured and he just didn't play the same.
Yeah, I think he was a lot of athleticism. I think he slipped a little bit when he got a little older. But, yeah, it was still fun to watch.
Yeah, didn't Denver waste the top five pick on Emmanuel Mudiay, and he's in New York?
Oh, yeah, he's in New York.
Seems like Denver guys go to New York and don't do anything.
I saw somebody earlier, and I could not remember that they were on a certain team, and now I forgot all about them again.
I have that effect on me. Yeah. But don't worry, I do the same thing. Like I never knew Parise went to Brooklyn. Damari Carroll, I had no idea he was in Brooklyn either. I was like,
that's where careers go.
I was like, when did he go to Brooklyn?
It's like taking him out behind the woodshed.
Yeah, pretty much. I was watching the Reds Pirates because the Pirates, I'm not going back to baseball, but the Pirates are on fire. They won 9 in a row, 10 of the last 11, and they were in Cincinnati, and Scooter Gennett, I remember him playing in Milwaukee, and he was like a role player. And all of a sudden, he's a perennial all-star. He hit 32 home runs last year, and he's already got 19 this year. I mean, where the hell did this guy come from?
It happens in baseball. Man. There's so many prospects in baseball.
Yeah.
It's hard to see who's going to do what, but every year it seems like there's somebody that pops out. And
it's hard to watch great players play with crappy teams.
It is.
Like Mike Trout.
Yep.
Like, he's never going to win World Series.
I swear I feel worse for him than just anyone.
Yeah. I think he has he was dealt the worst hand. And I hate it because Mike Trout is literally, if you're not watching baseball, he's literally the greatest player right now.
Yeah.
Like, there's no doubt about it.
There is no doubt.
And he's having a season that...
Wasn't he out, like, a lot last year and still could have been MVP?
Yeah.
Like, he's still the numbers.
It was... Yeah, he's unreal. And plus, he gets bonus points for being an Eagles fan.
I take back everything.
he's a huge Eagles fan. I think he's from New Jersey, like, right outside of Philadelphia. So...
That's
a wonderful thing.
Against him for me.
Yeah, so I'm kind of hoping he comes to Philadelphia because, I mean,
that'd be cool.
It put the Phillies over top.
Would you finally jump ship? You thought about it this year, right?
I thought about it because I'm like, I'm pro-Philadelphia everything but baseball.
Right.
I'm like, I always root for the Phillies just because it's Philadelphia, but I've been a Pirates fan almost my whole life, so I just asked.
Where'd it come from? Where'd the Pirates fan come from?
Okay, so I used to follow the Mets.
Okay.
Because of Mike Piazza.
Okay.
He's my all-time favorite player. I wore 31 in Little League all the way up. I still wear 31 for my softball team. But so when he retired, they were just on. I mean, they're always on here in West Virginia.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
So just started watching them, and I remember J.R. House, who was from Nitro High School.
Oh, yeah.
He was playing for him, so I just followed him. And I've been a Pirates fan since. Through a lot of rough years and, like, two good years.
Yeah,
but a lot of rough years.
Hey, but you're on a roll now.
Yeah, they're over 500, two games over 500.
It's a tough division to play in.
It is. I think the NL Central is the best division, although the Cardinals have fallen off this year, which is awesome to watch.
we beat them real bad the other day. I mean, it was, I can't remember the score, maybe 15-2 or something. It was something crazy, you know. I don't see a score like that.
Yeah, I think it was last week that the Reds had beat them so bad that Matheny got fired.
Yeah, that's right, because they got swept by the Reds.
Yeah, and they were like, well, all right, you're gone.
Yeah, a sweep by the Reds.
But there was one thing in baseball, and I'm trying to go back just because it just dawned on me, because I was going to use him in this topic, but he got traded to a really good team. That's Manny Machado.
Okay.
He was stuck on Baltimore, and
yeah.
Now he's at a World Series contender at Los Angeles. And seriously, I don't know how they don't win it.
I mean, as close as they get last year.
Yeah, and then you add Manny Machado. Because they're basically the same team.
They'd be the favorites right now.
If I'm picking right now, it's the Dodgers.
They got rid of Darvish. I'll bring that up again.
Poor you, Darvish. Not poor you, Darvish.
Nah,
poor
yeah,
Cubs.
Not, yeah, poor us.
Yeah. I don't feel bad at all for you.
It's over 100 years to be where we're at.
You know, you think.
Now you're setting us back.
I don't know, right? Speaking of things, but you would think that I could get some air conditioning in the basement.
I'm telling you. This just holds the heat in.
It does. It holds it in really well.
Cooking up on top of us.
Yeah, like the oven's like right there.
It's got to be right there. The vent, I think, coming down into the basement.
Yeah, so I think we covered sports pretty well.
Good. More sports. Like, I wasn't even sure we'd go talk sports. So
I always try to go. At least cover a little bit of sports.
We're
a variety podcast, so we try to cover all. And I don't want to cover social media too much because I hate social media. But at the other end of the realm there, it's actually a good thing.
It is, as we have a computer in front of us recording this. We have a video.
Trying to do YouTube. So, social media is good at some aspects, but for the most part, it's the devil.
It is the devil, man. It keeps you preoccupied.
I start off by saying... Okay, so this is why I don't want to live in this world anymore, is because people are donating money to a millionaire so she could be the world's youngest billionaire. Like, how stupid is that?
I have no words for this stuff anymore.
And what are we, like, how are you supposed to, like, respond to that? Because when I saw the article, I thought it was fake.
No, yeah.
But it's real.
People are
legit donating money to Kylie Jenner. So if you get a chance to watch this, stop.
Please.
She doesn't need money. But that actually leads me into something I actually saw today, and it actually kind of tugged at the heartstrings of the little ones that are there.
Okay.
All right, so this homeless man in Philadelphia. Philadelphia. It always goes back to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
All right, so this young lady breaks down. This homeless man takes his last $20, gets a can full of gas, fills her car up, and, you know, makes sure she gets home safe, which is great.
Right.
What happens next is even better, is that she started a GoFundMe page for the homeless man.
All right.
$10,000. You know how much they made? $350,000.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
Wow.
He made $350,000 just for showing a good deed. I mean, he's a homeless veteran. They should be given everything for sacrificing their lives for us, the people they don't even know. And then he goes out of his way to take his last $20. He didn't even know if he was going to eat the next day. But he made sure that young lady got home. It's things like that that I say social media is good for, because that man is going to live a great life.
It's all part of being excellent to each other.
Yeah. Yes.
Part of what podcast is going to be about.
Yes. But this.
Amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
Makes you want to do good things for people.
I try. Like, I was at a gas station about 2 weeks ago, and this woman threw her cup out. And just on the parking lot, just threw it out. I just walked up and threw it away for her. She obviously couldn't make the trash can.
Yeah.
I was getting a rebound for her. I'm all about those rebounds.
You should have dunked it.
I got you. No, I try to do good things, but it's hard.
Some people do make it hard, though. I understand. Part of you wants to take a cup and throw it back in the window.
That's what I wanted to do.
But
I knew I couldn't afford a lawsuit, so I'll just stick with the just throwing it away for him. Cause, I mean, if she had hollered Kobe and missed, then I understood. But she just straight up, you know.
I mean, I'll do that all the time. I'll throw stuff out my window in the garbage can and miss it. I'll get out and pick it up, though.
Yeah, Kobe.
I have to at least try to shoot it all in. I have to plant the urge. We have a little basketball hoop here and shoot.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's a good thing the ball is, like, not in close.
Yeah, I can't reach it.
Yeah. You got, like, T-Rex arms. But another thing that social media has really ruined me on this week for is the... Have you seen the In My Feelings challenge?
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately.
I've got a good laugh out of a couple of them. Like, the one... Because I know...
That one's kind of funny.
Yeah, where he goes on top of the bridge.
Yeah,
that one's pretty good. My favorite one is the young lady gets out of the car and she puts her foot down and doesn't get her balance and just boom, she hits the ground and the car just takes.
Is it the guy that's walking and hits the pole?
Yeah, he's like dancing. He turns around, smash right into the pole.
Yeah.
See me, I would be the one trying to get out of my car and I would fall flat and the car would take off. Don't get out of a moving
car.
Stop. If you want to do the dance, stop the car and dance. Then okay, that's a viral footage. But
I like the pull up dunk one. When people pull up, get out of the car, run up,
dunk
in the driveways or whatever.
Yeah, those were funny.
I really like those.
Like it kind of like Vine. Do you remember Vine?
Yeah. What happened? Is it gone?
Yeah, it only lasted like 8 months, I think.
Yeah, I forgot all about it because it's not even there anymore.
That's where I saw that the first time I ever saw the slam dunk.
Yeah,
it was on Vine. Yeah, I think it was only around like 8 months or something. And Facebook bought it out for like $8 million or something.
Wow.
I know the numbers aren't exact, but I know it was over $1 billion. I know that. So, not a bad lifespan.
No.
Live like 8 months and make $1 billion.
Somebody wants to buy this podcast for 8 months for $1 billion.
Have at it. I'll never do another one. I'll never do another one. So, I want to talk about Comic-Con.
Okay.
But
you want to save it?
I want to save it so we could pay some bills and hear the message from our sponsor.
Hey guys, this is Chris Chandler with the Wrestling Rage Podcast. And if you are running a pro wrestling event MMA, boxing event, or just looking for some top-notch graphic design work done, then contact me at ChanManDesigns at ChanManDesigns.com for all your graphic needs. And receive 10% off your first order. That's at ChanManDesigns.com.
And we're back. That was quick. That was a quick water break. Although, if you've been watching the video, we've been drinking a lot of water just because it's hot and it's humid. Yes, it's quite humid. Yeah, that's one way to put it. And I'm wearing long sleeves and a hood.
Yeah,
but
that's getting to be awesome. The headphones are hotter. Than
yeah, just yeah. But one day we're gonna have a nice setup with the microphones, and we don't have to wear these anymore. Unless we have a live caller.
Start a GoFundMe account.
Yeah, we could start a GoFundMe account, but I don't think we'd get $300,000.
Probably not.
But, so Comic-Con was this last weekend. I'm a big nerd. I don't know.
I'm quite nerdy sometimes.
Yeah, so a lot of good trailers came out.
Still never watched Godzilla.
Forgot to watch Godzilla. See, that one didn't really excite me too much because I'm not a huge Godzilla fan.
Okay.
But I thought that they were going to introduce Kong into the whole universe.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what was going to happen, too.
Right. I didn't see him in the trailer.
Oh, okay.
Now, unless they're saving him for, the movie and for some god unknown reason for somebody to actually do something smart in movies and not give away their big spoiler in the trailer.
Yeah.
That would be smart. The Avengers, Civil War, with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And they showed him in the trailer. I was like, why would you show that in the trailer? Why would you show that?
Give it away, what else?
And Superman coming back to life, Justice League never showed him.
Yeah.
In the trailer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So I give them kudos for it, even though execution may not have been the greatest, but I still like Justice League. And we'll talk about that later. But speaking of Justice League,
yeah, we'll get there.
Aquaman.
Okay, let's start Aquaman.
Yeah, because I feel like that stole the show.
It was amazing. It just 3 minutes long, but I mean I was in it. For 3 minutes. I'm not a DC movie fan. I like the shows. I've been disappointed by the movies.
So far.
So I have high hopes for this.
They went out of the comfort range and got James Wan as the producer and director instead of going with the dark, Zack Snyder or Jeff Johns.
Yeah.
Speaking of Jeff Johns. Forgot to talk about something, but we'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Because it's really disappointing, and I really hope DC does something about it, because I really think this could be a great asset.
I see where you're going.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Aquaman, I think, stole the show. Even if Marvel would have done something, I still think Aquaman would have stole the show, because that trailer was just so... It had the wow factor.
Yeah.
I was literally into it from the get-go when Little Arthur Curry was at the zoo or the aquarium.
Yeah,
that shark.
That's what got me. I feel like it might have a really good backstory. And, for me, that's really important in movies. I got to know how something came to be, and I got to believe it and be into it.
Not too long.
Yeah, not too long. Yeah, but because I want to see Aquaman kick people's ass.
Yeah. And then when he jumps into the submarine, he's like, permission to come aboard. I was
yeah.
All right. He's clearly a badass.
He's just amazing anyway.
Yeah, Jason Momoa is the man.
From watch Game of Thrones, but
he's one of
my favorite from Game of Thrones, the time that he's in the show. So.
But I was a big fan of him when they signed him as Arthur Curry. I was like, that's awesome. It's not the classic blonde hair, blue eye Aquaman that you're used to, but
sure, Aquaman always had that kind of gay image or whatever. Growing up, it's like if you like Aquaman, it's kind of gay to
And now you're like.
No, Aquaman's pretty cool.
No, it might actually be gay for an Aquaman. No, but Jason Momoa is a heck of an actor.
Yeah, he's great.
And he's got the that badass factor in him. You can just tell he's into the role. You can tell by his messages to the fans and his Instagram and his Facebook. He's so excited about this movie, and you can tell that it pays off just in the trailer. Now. On the other side, the trailer for Justice League looked really awesome, and Justice League was so-so.
I'm kind of the other way. I saw it, and I was like, there are parts of this I see that are kind of good, but maybe these are just the best parts of the movie. Sometimes they do that.
It happens.
And I don't know. I wasn't, impressed with, the Flash in Justice League. and how they did that.
I think my problem with The Flash, and I'm sure it's the same reason for you, is because I love The Flash on the TV show, and they're nothing alike.
No.
Because The Flash on the TV show, he is gung-ho. He wants to fight. He wants to save the world. This Flash is just kind of a scaredy cat. He doesn't really want to do anything.
Yeah.
And I don't like that, because that's not Barry Allen.
No.
Remember, I'm a nerd, so I know. That's not Barry Allen. But staying with DC, Shazam was a surprise for me, because I had no interest in it at all.
Yeah, I mean...
But the trailer looked really funny. It seemed like exactly how a kid would react if he became superior.
Yeah.
And, like, it perfectly set that off with the thing that I don't understand, unless they're saving it for the next movie and maybe it's just an end credit scene, is The Rock was signed to play Black Adam, which is Shazam's big villain.
Yeah, Captain Marvel. Right?
Captain Marvel.
If people don't know the connection or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to call him Captain Marvel just because.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. But he was signed as Black Adam to be the big villain, and he's not the big villain. Like, he's not even in the cast anymore.
What?
So, unless they're saving him for, like, an end credit scene.
See, I didn't know he was even signed, so he just, like, teased me and then killed me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, but it's all over that he signed to play Black Adam. I don't know if he backed out or if he's going to play Black Adam in his own movie before putting him in the DC universe.
Maybe. It seems like a movie that they could do more than one of.
Yeah, and...
Because a lot of this one seemed like it was like of how he became and things like that. It didn't seem like it explored him too deep. I'm not sure, but from what I saw in the previews, it was mostly the beforehand and the right after.
Yeah, I don't know where this guy, the guy that plays him, I don't know where he came from. I know a lot of people do. I don't.
He looks real familiar. I can't place where I know.
I think somebody said Glee, and I don't know what Glee is. I know what Glee was in high school.
Right. I feel like I don't know Glee.
I remember the Glee Club in high school, but I don't know the show, but I know what a Glee Club is, so I kind of have a gist of what the show is.
I watched the show, like, for a couple seasons, for Glee, and it's just too much singing after a while. Like, there's only so much singing you can handle.
I don't like musicals, so I don't think I'd entertain the fact of watching.
But I think that is what I know.
It might be, but I'm pretty sure somebody told me he was from Glee or Vampire Diaries or something. I don't know. I don't watch feminine shows. Maybe if I had a feminine sidekick, I would, but...
Yeah, I get forced to watch a lot of things.
Yeah, I know Pretty Little Liars.
Yep, that happened.
Yeah.
For quite some time. I never finished it, though. It makes you feel better.
No, it's alright. I just give you a hard time. Everybody likes what they like. I'm not somebody who's going to judge you because of what you watch or who you love and who you want to hang out with and what color your skin is. See you. You ain't going to bother me none. I'm me.
Like what you like.
Yep.
Be you. Live once.
Yeah. Whatever. Another trailer that I was excited for was Glass.
Okay.
Because I loved Unbreakable, and I was so on Split until I figured out that it was this whole universe together. So I went rewatched it, and I was like, this is really good.
Yeah.
Because I came into it uninterested, and then when I realized it was in this big universe, I was like, all right, so I got myself more into it, and the trailer looked amazing.
Yeah, I know you first said it to me, and I just read Glass. I was like, I have no idea what that is. I watched the Aquaman one first.
I sent you trailers all day because it just kept getting released, and I'm like, hey, here, watch this. I don't think I sent you Godzilla, so that's probably my fault.
So when I click on it, like 2 seconds in, I'm like, I know what this is. See Bruce Willis. And then Mr. Glass. Okay, I forgot about it. It's been years since I watched that movie, but I was a really big fan of it.
Yeah, I actually forgot about the part that when he touches somebody, he can actually see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part I forgot about until the trailer. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, I remember him surviving the train wreck. He was the only person to survive it.
Yeah.
And I remember the scene with his son. He's got all those, like, he's got different weights, and he's got phone books and stuff all over on the, and he's just lifting. I was like, and as a kid, I was like, well, this is a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if it aged well, because I haven't watched it.
Try to watch it this week, and I'm still stuck in the office.
I think before Glass comes out, I think I'm going to watch all the first two and then go see Glass.
That's pretty good.
Like, get me prepared.
We got a little ways.
We do, yeah. What was it, 2019, April 2019?
I know 19. So at least
I want to say it's April 2019.
Wow, so it's a year.
No new footage of Venom. I mean, new footage of Venom was shown at Comic-Con, but hasn't leaked online yet.
Okay.
All right, so but one thing that's come out of it is the spider that's on Venom's chest in the comic is not there.
Okay.
And a lot of fans are upset, and the director came out and said, well, it's because this is an origin story that doesn't take place with Spider-Man, so
right.
it would make sense for
right.
a spider to be on his chest.
Yeah.
So I think it makes sense.
That makes sense to me.
It's going to be like, I think it's 7 different symbiotes. I'm not sure if I say it right. The trailer says it funny. And I'm trying to avoid saying how she says it. But there's going to be 7 different ones. So we might see Carnage.
Yeah.
Which,
that'd be great.
And I'm pretty sure Woody Harrelson is rumored to play Carnage. So
really?
Yeah. I actually dig it because I'm a big Woody Harrelson fan.
I am too. I don't know.
White Man Can't
that.
Jump. I mean,
I don't know how that translates, but.
Zombieland, which actually they confirmed the Zombieland 2 with the original.
Yeah,
cast.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if they didn't confirm that at Comic Con, but it
yeah.
fit in.
Actually, I didn't watch that either. What else is wrong with me? I saw it and just didn't click on it. I really like that movie.
Yeah, Zombieland is great.
I try to hold judgment though when I watch these things. I don't want to try to judge something off a preview. I'm not a crazy Star Wars fan that judges every little detail of everything before it happens.
Yeah,
or whatever.
That's one thing I couldn't get into is Star Wars. I tried, maybe when I was younger, it just didn't hold my attention. And when I got older, it really didn't hold my attention.
Yeah. I see it's interesting to me, but I'm not someone who's going to tell you a lot about them and watch them all in order. And you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I would sit down and watch it, though. I would think to the theaters and watch one of them. I mean, they're okay movies, but no, I'm not.
I know
on the fence about it.
I know in chronological order, is it the Phantom Menace is the first one in chronological
no,
order?
No,
anyway, episode one is like...
Well, it should be episode one.
Is like critically hated, like...
Yeah.
And I know watching Big Bang Theory, they make fun of Jar Jar Binks all the time, but he gave me a chuckle a couple times. Great, I haven't watched it in years.
Yeah,
and the last
and
one
I
did watch the Clone Wars, I think it was episode 2, right? Yeah. Or 3. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a big Star Wars person. So if you are, you can correct me on what I'm talking about because I'm sure I'm wrong. But maybe I'm not.
Correct us.
Yeah, correct me. I don't care. I take constructive criticism very well.
Yeah, that's fine.
Unlike some people. I'm just kidding. No, okay, so. did you see. We talked about this last week. I like to keep up with the box office. And
did
you see what came out number one this week?
I did.
Was the Equalizer 2.
You have to start checking it.
Yeah, you're really going to have to do it because I like to keep up with the box office. I was kind of hoping Hotel Transylvania would keep up with the I like to see Streets. But it didn't. It literally lasted like 6 days.
It was on the top, though.
Yeah, it was.
Equalizer 2.
Yeah, have you seen the first one?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a little fun fact. You may not have known this. I didn't know this until it was told to me. But this is Denzel Washington's first ever sequel.
Can't be.
It is his first sequel. He has
really?
Never done a sequel.
I'm going to prove that wrong somewhere.
No, you go look up. He's done interviews, and he said, and I watched an interview with him. They asked him why he never did a sequel, and he's like, well, it's simple. I've never asked. But he said he was actually offered to do.
Because he's always got another movie lined up.
They're Safe House with Ron Reynolds.
Okay, yeah.
And he was like, he goes, it didn't make sense to me. He goes, I knew it was a prequel. He's like, but it didn't make sense to me to do a sequel because my character died.
Well, no.
But, spoilers if you haven't seen Safe House. You know, Washington died. Sorry.
So that's only 10 years old. So sorry if we ruined that for you.
It's like 4.
Is it?
It hasn't been out that long.
I think this all the time. I look stuff up. I'm like, I'm just old. Okay.
I enjoyed the movie, but I like
Denzel. I did like Equalizer, though.
Oh, Equalizer was great. And Equalizer 2 looks even better. And the fact that Denzel would take a sequel when he doesn't take sequels,
he can't be. It'd be like the Taken thing. That's going to happen.
Yeah, which I think Taken's done too far.
Yeah.
The first two I get, the third one. Like he's just a bad father. Like
I Deadpool watched
said.
The third one.
Yeah, I think it was Deadpool. He's like after the third one, you just got real. Snape's the bad father.
I'm losing your kids.
Which is a good segue into our top 10
bad
our big topic of the podcast is our picks for the top 10 superhero movies of all time.
Okay. And we got, I put three honorable mentions.
Yeah, I got three honorable
mentions. Okay. And, like, the way we're going to do this is to say if my number 10 is your number 5, then I say my number 10, and you will say punt. And then we'll talk about it later when we get to it. Okay. So we don't discuss your number 5 at my 10.
Right.
That makes sense. So we can start with honorable mentions if you want.
Yeah, we can start. You want to do your first three, and then I'll do my three?
Yeah, that's fine. I don't really need this. I think.
I did some late adjustment again, just because I watched the movie last night. I was like, oh, God, how good this was.
Did you watch Super?
I haven't watched it
okay.
yet.
Okay, people out there, watch Super. I can't remember his real name now. Lost it. Dwight from The Office.
Yeah, Dwight from The Office is in it. He's been telling me about it.
He thinks he's a superhero, basically.
It's kind of like Kick-Ass, right?
Yep, and people get hurt.
Yeah, let's say the gist of it, which I almost put Kick-Ass 2 in my top 10 because I actually enjoyed it. I didn't enjoy the first one.
You didn't. I liked the first one. I didn't watch the second one. Though.
But I liked the second one. So no spoilers because I didn't put the second one in there.
Okay.
But it is good. You'll like it.
If any of my honorable mentions are also in your top 10, we'll just say the name and then we can talk about them later.
Yeah, when we get to them. Okay.
Okay. My first one was Spawn. I had in my honorable mentions.
No, that's not even on my...
You didn't.
No.
You brought it up last
time. I know. I brought it up, and I didn't even put it in my top 10. Cause
you got me all pumped up about it again. I was like, I haven't liked this movie in a long time, but I really did like it when it came out. And I just couldn't. It's not good enough. I couldn't put it in a top 10 list.
I'm going to say it was this close just because of the movie I watched last night.
Oh, okay. So you kicked it out.
And I was like, okay. I said, late minute adjustments.
I had Thor, Ragnarok, in my honorable mentions.
It's in my top 10.
Okay, we'll discuss that one.
Yeah, we'll discuss it when... Oh, wow, it's a lot higher than I remember it. It is good, though. It is good, though. Like
it's
hilarious.
A great movie.
It's hilarious.
I think it's just still a little early for me. I don't know if it's... Like, over time, I think it could climb its way in. But.
Like, what I did with mine is, and I'll discuss it, what I did is I didn't have any sequels.
Right, I didn't say that.
Okay, so I had, if I have one Captain America in there, it's just one Captain America, one Avengers.
Yeah, I picked the best of the bunch.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I did. And I went with what you said last week was rewatchability.
Yeah.
And so I was able to rewatch all these movies and still get a kick out of them. And the fact that I've been able to watch Thor Ragnarok 5 times.
It's true. I've watched it. Where it's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah. Like, it's on Netflix, and my daughter likes it because of all the colors. And so I don't mind it.
Yeah, it's rewatchable.
It really is.
And I think over time it could climb in there. And it was close to 10 for me, but there's so many good ones.
There's a lot of bad ones.
All right, and this next one falls in line with we're only putting sequels in there, you know what I mean?
Sequels
on there. I have The Dark Knight Rises as an honorable mention.
It's not even in mine.
Okay.
At all.
Wasn't a huge fan of it?
It's not that I wasn't a huge fan. Because I love Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
It's just, I know I'm going to get a lot of hate for this if anybody watches it.
I hope so.
I don't like Christian Bale's Batman. His voice, it sounds like, and he's got a lisp.
Yeah.
And it drives me nuts.
Not a huge fan of Bale's Batman.
And then when he's Bruce Wayne, when he's out of the cowl and he's Bruce Wayne, and you get, and it's all British actors, and I don't mean disrespect to them, but when they try to do an American accent, they have this overbite.
Yeah.
And it drives me nuts. Yeah. I cannot not focus on it. Same way with the guy that played in The Amazing Spider-Man. But he has a bad overbite and it just drives me nuts. It literally ruined both of those movies for me.
Both of them?
Both of them. I couldn't watch them just because of him. Andrew Garfield.
Garfield.
Yeah. I
do you like, real quick, do you like Garfield better than Tobey Maguire?
No.
Really?
I do. Absolutely not. And
I hate
spoiler alert, you'll see why.
Oh, crap. Yeah.
All right, so you did your three honorable mentions?
Yeah.
All right, so my first honorable mention, and you said if it was in my top 10, it would ruin our friendship. So I had to put in my honorable mentions, and it's the Green Lantern. I know it got a lot of hate, and I don't understand why, because I could watch it. I think I've watched it 100 times.
Listen, I love the Green Lantern, the comic book.
Character. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Always have. And I've watched the movie 4 times because I want to like it that bad. And I just don't. I don't know what it is. It's just, it lacks a story to me. It's my biggest thing.
I get that.
It just, but I didn't see a lot of substance. in the movie. And, like, I feel like with the powers that he can have with the ring, they just don't, they don't emphasize it enough.
I don't think they explored his abilities as they should have. I don't think that Parallax should have been the first villain. And
yeah.
But I like the end. I think the end really set it together. And then they never followed through with it. Was when Sinestro put on the fear ring.
Yeah.
The yellow one. And he became the Yellow Lantern. And then that was it.
Yeah.
And but Mark Strong is a hell of an actor. And he was awesome as Sinestro. I think he was the best part of that movie.
Yeah.
Was Mark Strong as Sinestro.
I probably agree
with that. Like, Ron Reynolds was a good Hal Jordan. But I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I'd really like to see. And if I got to pick the cast for the new Green Lantern, if I got to pick Hal Jordan.
Are they making it all?
Yeah, the Green Lantern Corps comes out in 2020. I was a little disappointed that in Justice League you only saw Green Lantern for like literally a second.
Yeah.
And I don't even remember which one it was. I know they said his name, but.
But if they had a better Green Lantern movie, you think Justice League would have been that much better? If they could have incorporated that.
If they could have incorporated, yeah, I think so. Because Green Lantern was like a founding member, and he was not even in the movie.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the cooler DC characters for me.
Because his powers are literally limitless.
Yeah, whatever he can imagine, basically,
So, but yeah, I put that in there. I know you said it would ruin our friendship. I put it in the top 10, so I was like, well, I'll at least put it in honorable mention, because I had it at number 6.
Why we do these lists?
So, my second honorable mention is X-Men Days of Future Past.
Okay. I did not put it in the list.
I don't know. Did you put any other movie in the list?
I did.
Okay,
I put another X-Men movie in the list.
So
I have a valid reason for why.
Okay, well, I can't wait to hear those, because I think Quicksilver and I think the scene with the... never mind. Because I can't think of what I was going to say.
Okay.
But I did not like X-Men Apocalypse.
I didn't either.
No.
That's not it.
And that was the same thing, like, with a lot of substance with the villain, is that Apocalypse should have been this amazing villain.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
Yeah.
I was not blown away with him.
I was so pumped for that movie, too.
I was, yeah. I did like the
best one. It set it up really well, and it,
yeah, the advertising and the way it was all set up, you thought it was going to be, and it fell way short.
Yeah.
It felt like I was watching X-Men The Last Stand again. It was awful. But I did like,
we're going to have a fun time.
I assume that was on your list, the way you reacted to it. But I like Logan's little cameo. He always has the best cameos in these movies. Like the first one. What was the first X-Men?
X-Men,
X-Men First Class.
Oh, the first of the
remakes. Yeah, the first of the remakes. Yeah, yeah. I love his cameo in that.
Yeah.
And then I love his cameo in Apocalypse, because it was like what everybody wanted to see. They wanted to see him with the helmet and coming out of there. And
Yeah.
So I'll just move on to my next one. This is really going to explore my nerdism, because mine is a animated.
Okay, which I didn't watch. You told me.
I know, and it's such a good one. You like Supernatural, right?
I've seen.
I thought you was the one.
To watch it, and then I got intimidated by how many episodes.
Jensen Ackles just voices Jason Todd. Okay. That's where I was going with it. But Batman Under the Red Hood is honorable mention. It almost made my top 10 just because I watched it. And it bumped Spawn out, because after I told you, I was like, I gotta rewatch it, make sure it's top 10.
Yeah.
I was like, it's still good, and it just reminds you of the old Batman cartoon.
Where did you catch it on?
Fire Stick. Yeah. So just type in Batman, and actually I want to say it was like the third, because the Dark Knight ones don't pop up because it doesn't have Batman in the name.
So yeah, I've made Batman, that mistake before, like an hour. Like, why can't I find Batman?
And I actually believe the animated series was the first option that came up, but then Under the Red Hood was right there, and so I watched it, and I was like, yeah, I got to put it
really
in there.
Good.
I don't want to spoil any of it.
Okay.
But the aspect of it is after Jason Todd's death at the hands of the Joker, you know, for the quote-unquote death, because nobody dies in comics.
Right.
Yeah. You know, all right. So after his death, he becomes another vigilante. He becomes the Red Hood, and he tries to kill the Joker. He tries to make Batman killed the Joker for what he did to him. And it's just, it's good storytelling for animated. I'm not big into animated comic book movies, but that one really got, because I've always been a fan of the Red Hood comics.
Yeah.
And I actually went on the search for the Red Hood Funko Pop when I found out that it came out.
Yeah.
And I've not found it.
Help him out.
Yeah, help me out. Find me on Twitter, Facebook. Scotty doesn't know. It's easy to find me. But if you find it, just let me know. One of my friends, actually, is my brother's really good friend. He collects them. I didn't even know it came out, and he sent me a picture. Well, he posted a picture on Instagram of it. So I messaged him. I was like, "Where did you find that?" He's like, "GameStop and Hurricane." I went to GameStop and Hurricane. It wasn't there. And then
you
I went
in there though. And there's like 400 of them. Like,
well, this is a San Diego Comic Con exclusive.
Oh, okay.
So they keep them back.
Oh.
So they keep them in the back. So I went and asked them. She's like, "Yeah, we don't have it." And she's like, so she looked and she's like, "The one in Southbridge has it." Southbridge didn't have it. She lied to me unless somebody just bought it next. Because I pass Southbridge every day. So.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll stop.
Juice chase everywhere.
Yeah, so I think the next closest one is Gallup Lease. So I'm not driving there. I'll just buy it off eBay. It might be $27 on eBay, but I'm going to buy it.
Because I don't like the movie that much. I mean,
I've just been a fan of the comics, and the Rebirth comic was really good with Red Hood and the, I'm blanking what it's called, but yeah, the DC Rebirth was really good. But, so, do you want to start the 10?
Might as well, jump back to me.
Alright.
My number 10 was Logan.
Yeah, I have it at number 9. Actually.
Number 9, okay, so we can skip.
Well, actually, I'm sorry.
You want to just go?
Yeah, we can just go to this because it's so close. Like, that'd be different if it was number 2. I know my rough draft, I had it at number 3.
Okay.
And it's not because it's not rewatchable. It's just because the ones that I feel like are more rewatchable. And we'll get to that.
That's something about that. I don't think it would be one that I watch a ton. But, like, when you do watch it, I mean, it's an incredible movie.
It is.
And it's a really good way to end it. It's like, just from start to finish. You know, like, him fighting the guys in the very beginning of it, and he's taking punishment, and you're not used to seeing that from him at all, and just watching him age is kind of perfect.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, the send-off was perfect. It was a little rough to watch.
It is. Yeah, that's why it's not something you'd watch a lot if you're a huge Wolverine fan.
Or if you're a father.
Yeah,
that
too.
Unless you're
highly emotional or anything.
Yeah, because ever since I've become a dad, I've become like a big baby, and I hate it.
The smallest thing will get you.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening to me?
Like, I was watching like a video of wrestlers, WWE wrestlers, like doing their make a wishes, and I was like, X, they're gonna be crying. I mean, we didn't go too far in depth, but I don't want to spoil it for a lot of people that haven't seen it.
Because
I would say, it's relatively new. So, and I know just from the sheer fact of your reaction of what I said earlier that my number 10 is not gonna be in your list at all. It's the original Spider-Man 2.
Really?
With Doc Ock.
Okay, listen. I'll just give it to you because everybody tells me the same thing, that this movie is great.
Yeah.
Everybody. And I just don't like it. And I don't know what it is. Is it me?
I think it's you.
Is it me?
It's you because it's universally loved, so it's definitely you.
Yeah.
But Doc Ock was like, if you watched the cartoon growing up, right?
Yeah.
He was like the big villain in it, right?
Yeah.
And I felt like the actor that played him, I can't think of his name.
I thought he was fine.
Yeah.
I just don't like Tobey Maguire as fine. I don't get it. He looks like he's 35 years old.
I was gonna say, he did look a little older to be playing an 18-year-old Peter Parker, but I loved it, and I still love it to this day. Spider-Man 3 ruined that whole series.
It was horrible, though.
It almost ruined that whole series for me.
Yeah,
but
as much as like I don't like Tobey Maguire, I can't put that on him. That was just...
Yeah, that was bad writing, bad...
Bad everywhere.
Yeah, bad villains. Like, they ruined Venom.
Yeah.
But Tom Hardy looks like he's going to do him justice.
Oh, man, I'd be
pretty
back.
All right, so, you're number 9, so
number
I guess we'll skip my number 9.
Number 9, I know it's going to be higher on your list. It's Deadpool.
Not much further up.
Okay. We're
7.
So, okay. All right, well, we'll go ahead.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and discuss it.
First of all, I haven't watched the second one, and I plan on doing that very soon. So I couldn't put it anywhere on the list. You said it might actually be better than the first one.
Yeah, I had to flip a coin on it.
Okay.
Because Deadpool 2 is good. It has that same aspect as Logan does. But I don't want to spoil it since you haven't seen it, yeah. I can't go into depth on Deadpool 2. It's one of the main reasons I didn't put it in there.
I got you.
But I literally, and I'm not lying to you when I say it, I literally flipped the coin and it landed on. So I was like, all right, we'll put the first one in there because of rewatchability.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, within the first, like, 5 minutes, the kind of thing they look, I was, like, hooked on Deadpool.
Yeah.
The first 5 minutes of the movie. Anybody that's watching it, I'm pretty sure feels the same way.
I don't know how, I know, like, three people that didn't like it. One is
really?
My dad, because
really?
Of all the testimony.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people, yeah.
All right, so it's a little much, I get. And then one is a buddy of mine, Mark. He didn't like it because of, he didn't like all the flashbacks.
Okay.
And I was like, well, I get that. If,
yeah.
if you don't know Deadpool, though,
yeah,
it could get to you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's... And then he didn't like the fourth wall breaking, which I think was... It's Deadpool. I mean, it's perfect.
Exactly.
And I really don't want to ruin the second one, so I'm going to try to not say anything about it. Crap, my phone is going off.
I know. I've noticed it. Oh,
yeah,
because
I keep trying to think that there's something on the side of you.
It's more popular than me, I think.
Well, I got a group chat. So
no, group.
I'm sure it's... I guarantee you that's what it is. So I'm not going to try to go into depth on Deadpool 2, but it would have made the list had you have seen it, because then we could talk about it. But right now,
I plan on watching it. Like, I'm
there's
almost
good
done
versions,
with The Office.
There's good versions.
And then I'm going to start watching some movies, I think, that I have missed out on or whatever.
Yeah, there's good versions of it on the Fire Stick now, because it's been...
Yeah, that's the other thing. I was waiting a little bit.
Yeah, I watched the video cam version of it, so...
I did that with the
I'm
first Deadpool.
I'm not proud of that, by the way.
I did that with the first Deadpool. We talked about Kong earlier. I watched the one with Kong, which I enjoyed that movie a ton. So.
I remember the first time I ever watched the video game movie, it was actually The Dark Knight.
Right. Oh, wow, really? All
right, so the first time I ever watched it was down in Florida. I lived beside a guy who made bootleg movies.
Yeah.
Right, so he's like, oh, hey, I just got The Dark Knight. And I was like, what's The Dark Knight? I didn't even know what
yeah.
it was. Because I wouldn't. Like, big into watching movies as I am now. So he's like, oh, it's the new Batman. And I was like, oh, all right. So it's $2.
Yeah.
Right? So I remember watching it, and I don't know, I'm weird, but I got a big TV. So I could sit on the floor and lean up and watch.
Yeah.
All right. So it gives me that movie theater feel. Like a
right.
Back. So,
yeah.
All right. So I'm watching it, and all of a sudden, somebody stands up. Right? And I was like, sit down. I was like, oh, wait. What am I watching? I was like, I thought it sounded weird, but I didn't think anything of it. And so the person stood up and blocked the whole game.
I don't know. They're getting better and better, though.
They are, yeah.
Some of these GoPros. And,
yeah,
some of them are bad. Which, actually, that's what I was thinking. That's GoPro.
Yeah, that's what I would love to do, but I can't afford it.
Yeah, they're a little pricey.
GoFundMe for a GoPro.
GoFundMe. We need a GoPro. All
right, so we've already covered my number 9, so.
You did cover it? Okay, that's right.
Yeah, because it's Logan.
Exactly.
So,
okay, we'll circle back to X-Men. I'm going to be first class, was my number 8.
Okay.
Because
it's not even on mine.
Okay, we can talk about them. Like I said earlier, I like a good backstory. And I felt this was a great one. The guy that plays Magneto is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah,
like,
Michael Fassbender, if I'm saying it right.
I right, yeah.
love, yeah, he's
yeah,
a great
he's
actor.
Great. Even the guy that played Xavier, too. He's incredible. Like, all the people that got to play him, the earlier versions were great.
I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it, but it's James McAvoy or McCabe.
I think it's McAvoy.
Yeah. But yeah, they literally played, like, if you knew what Patrick Stewart and...
Yeah.
I can't think of it. I'm blanking, like...
McClellan?
Yeah. Ian McClellan. Yeah. All right, so if you can imagine what they were, like, younger, that's
yeah,
how...
That
they,
is. That's
because they were
like.
Perfect.
They
fit those roles perfectly. I agree with you. It was a great backstory.
Yeah.
But I just felt like Days of Future Past just
was a little better
for me. It's I like the addition of Quicksilver and some of the other ones.
Oh, I did. I absolutely love that. I'm not a huge fan of the early X-Men, the first ones that they did.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge fan. And then these were pretty good, though.
Except for Apocalypse. If they could have ended at Days of Future Past, that would have been fine.
Oh yeah, it was perfect. Okay.
Well, I don't know, but the previews for Apocalypse. This is going to be so good. It's going to be the perfect end to this.
Try it again.
Universe.
I want to watch a good one. It had so much.
Yeah.
I love
and
the
had,
growing up.
Yeah, I was going to say, and it had
cool
one of
villain.
The best
yeah.
villains.
Yeah.
And that's not named Thanos. I mean.
Sure, they did that right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll talk about that. So my number 8, and I'm sure it's not on your top 10, is Wonder Woman.
Okay. No, it didn't make my top 10, but I really enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, I love it. It was just like you said, it's the perfect backstory.
Yeah.
And it wasn't too long. And I think finally, DC had their perfect villain.
Yeah.
Ares was the perfect villain. And they never made, and they made you think it was somebody else.
Yeah.
The whole movie, it was somebody else. And it wasn't.
My suspicion.
I did too. It's because you could tell when she walked in, he knew her.
Yeah.
He knew her the moment he saw her. And so then he was trying to distract her and he was getting her this way. But yeah, Ares was the perfect villain. The end of Steve Trevor.
It's a pretty good date movie too for a superhero movie.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
Random out there for you people. Because like, I can't get her to watch superhero movies too often. But she watched that whole thing. Was into it, you know what I mean? Like,
so Deadpool wasn't a perfect.
Yeah, watch that mom stuff.
I don't remember who I watched it with. Oh, I actually saw it 3 times in theaters. Well, in my defense, I only wanted to see it once, but it was so good. I went with my brother Ronnie the first time, and then my brother Rusty wanted to go see it. So Rusty and Tanner and Tyler, who at the time was only 10.
Yeah.
So he wanted to go see it. So we all went and saw it again, and then I went one more time with Morgan. And that's when I found out that he has no taste in movies. No, it's fine.
Do you like Wonder Woman?
No, he loves Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay.
And I agree 100% with him. It is great. Actually, I think if he did a top 10 list, he put it number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, now I think about it, I think he did share a bunch of stuff about it.
Yeah.
He liked it.
He'll send me pictures all the time of rewatching it. But it does have that rewatchability, and it has the perfect backstory. And for me, I didn't think it was too long. But when the whole movie is a backstory.
Yeah.
Right, so what I was thinking is like her as a young Diana.
Yeah.
It wasn't too long.
True.
And then Steve Trevor came in right at the perfect time, and their chemistry, you could tell, was right there.
Yeah.
Right on point.
It was good.
It didn't look like acting. Like you could, and then you could see it in their interviews. You could tell that she digs Chris Pine.
Yeah.
How could you not? Chris Pine's like an amazing actor.
He is, dude.
He was, when I found out that he was in the DC Universe, I thought he was going to be Hal Jordan.
Oh, really? I was hoping for the Flash.
See, I was hoping he'd be Hal Jordan, but I actually have another pick for Green Lantern. If I had to pick Hal Jordan, you might like this pick.
Yeah.
John Krasinski.
Hmm.
Because he has that smart aleck attitude.
He's got the bigger guy too.
Yeah, he's got the hair.
I get past him being Jim, and I can do it.
Yeah, that'll be hard. I get it. That's why I've had a rough time watching The Quiet Place. I want to watch it.
Yeah, as soon as I say this office, that's next.
And I'm like, where am I going to watch it? Jim in a horror movie.
Is he in it or he just directed?
No, he's in it.
He's in it too.
Yeah, him and his wife are the main characters.
Okay.
Well, and the children, obviously. There's only like 8 characters in the movie total.
Yeah.
But I've watched a lot of interviews with him, and he put a lot of work into it, so it makes me want to really watch it.
Oh, it's really highly rated. Everything I've seen tells me to watch it. So
we're going to skip my number 7. We'll do your number 7 because we already talked about my number 7.
Okay. My number 7 was Iron Man, the first one.
I didn't put Iron Man at all.
Not at all on the list?
Not at all.
I'm a sucker for the backstory. I really like this one.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Right. But the same reason with Spider-Man 3, for me, Iron Man 2 and 3 killed the whole series.
Yeah, that's Iron Man 1. That's it. I didn't really enjoy the other two very much.
No.
I'd be fine if at the end he says, I'm Iron Man, you know, and then we don't need any more movies. That's perfect. Just go straight to the Avengers.
Yeah, he was great in the Avengers.
Yeah.
I love him in the Avengers.
And
every single one of
them. Is what played.
I don't think Mickey Rourke he really got famous from The Wrestler.
Yeah.
Well, he was already famous, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But he came back.
Yeah.
But just like he pulled Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
He came back with a big, you know, that big movie, The Wrestler, was really popular.
Yeah.
And I really feel like he fed off of that popularity and was Whiplash. And I'm just going to say, because I respect Mickey Rourke, mildly unsuccessful. But Iron Man 1, it was a great movie. I didn't like it the first time I watched it.
Really?
Yeah, I was never a fan of Iron Man. I'm a DC guy. So
that's true.
But I don't know.
I
don't know how we're friends.
I don't either. That's our one. I know. Everything we like is completely off.
That's why we have the perfect podcast, because we always argue with each other. But what's the reason?
Even in the same division of sports. Like,
we have Eagles, Cowboys, Cubs, Pirates. Sixers and Lakers, they were big rivals back in the day.
That's true. Hopefully we can get there again.
Mm.
LeBron now.
You got to get more than LeBron.
That's true. It's never going to happen again. Yeah, but, so all the Warriors are retired.
Yeah.
So my number seven, I'm not going to go too deep. Everybody's seen Iron Man.
Yeah. If you haven't seen Iron Man, how have you not seen Iron Man?
Yeah,
it's like 12 years. 12 years. Yeah, I was going to say. It's good, though.
Did we do yours? I forget where we're at on yours. Somehow this got mixed up.
Well, we've already talked about my 8, 7, and 6.
Did we really?
Yeah.
So you want to do my number 6 then?
Yeah, we're going to have to.
So we'll say, okay.
Well, just to clarify, my number 7, 6 is Deadpool, and then Thor Ragnarok is my 6.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we didn't actually discuss Ragnarok.
Because like, where I was deeper into the list, and so, where the other ones, we were like right there.
Yeah, we never actually put it on a number for you.
Yeah, so six. So it's number 6 for me.
Okay. I can see that. It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
I have a hard time saying no to that. But
It's hard not to keep watching it. Because like I said, my daughter, all she knows is Thor.
Yeah.
And I know what she's talking about because she hasn't seen the other two. She's only seen Ragnarok. And it's funny because she doesn't watch the same stuff I do. She doesn't watch cartoons. But she sits through the whole movie. And I know she only laughs when I laugh. Korg was awesome. He was a character.
Oh, yeah.
I did not. The moment he spoke, because he's a big rock dude, the moment he spoke, I was like,
what the hell?
It had me intrigued. And then he was hilarious. And then.
You know, Hulk's funny in it, too. He's really, really great.
Yeah, they gave Hulk a character, which is, I think, is something they've been lacking. Is not giving Hulk a character. They give Banner a character.
Yeah.
And Mark Ruffalo killed it.
Oh, yeah.
As Bruce Banner. But yeah, they gave Hulk a character. And gave him lines that's not just Hulk smash.
Yeah, I think we covered that a little bit last week about how all the Hulk movies have just been terrible.
Yeah, they really have.
And it's literally
Ruffalo,
just missing him, basically.
Yeah, Ruffalo deserves his own Hulk movie.
He does.
And I think it'd be successful.
Oh, no, everybody watch the Hulk.
I would say they don't need, it doesn't, it's kind of like the same way with Thor Ragnarok. I think having Hulk in it is perfect.
It was.
So if they could add somebody into a Hulk movie, and just like maybe Cap or somebody, or Thor, just bring Thor back into it. Like,
they're really good together.
Yeah,
which is cool because they worked together in Civil War, right? They weren't in that movie.
Yeah, at all.
So, and that's cool to see them have be outside doing their own thing.
Yeah, and it's funny because they first started in the first Avengers, they butt heads so bad.
Yeah.
But it's only because Thor is the only person who can stop him.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I think we're at my number 6 then. And that's perfect segue. That's Captain America Civil War.
All right, there we go. Yes, that was like the perfect segue.
It was. I didn't even realize. I forgot it was 6. I would slid right in.
I don't have it in mind.
Okay.
I have a Captain America movie in mind, but it's not Civil War.
I think we probably all guess, but I won't guess.
I loved it, though.
Yeah, it's as far as rewatchable, I've watched it several times. I don't know what it is about the politics of it or whatever, and that's a lot of what it is. It's whether it's basically making them face their own moralities. If they're doing, if what they're doing is actually right, or if what they're doing is actually causing more damage. So, I don't know, it actually makes them stop and think about who they are and split them up.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're fighting each other, which is kind of cool for once. And you get
it,
to see a lot
it is
of.
Cool to see, because you knew what they could do together.
Yeah.
And you want to see what they could do if they went at each other.
Yeah.
And it was perfect. Like, I think, I'm not a big fan of Hawkeye.
Yeah.
But I think his addition into it,
yeah,
it was perfect.
Yeah. I really like Hawkeye. I heard a lot of people tell me that, too. Is that they didn't really talk use for him in the movie. But I'm like, okay, look, he's just a normal guy. He survives around these dudes. So he's a badass.
Yeah, he's clearly capable.
Yeah.
But, I don't have a problem with that being there. It's just where I don't want to have, multiple sequels on there.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, I chose my favorite of the three Captain America movies, which you could really say Civil War is more of an Avengers movie.
Yeah, that's the thing for me, because I'm not a huge Cap by himself kind of fan. Personally, it's a little boring for me.
I'll give you that.
But, yeah, them all together, anything they do, it's watchable for me.
Yeah, they have good chemistry together, and if you haven't watched, if you really haven't seen Civil War, there's no point in you even watching it.
Yeah, I think it's also on Netflix.
It is, yeah.
Still on there. Should be.
There's a whole bunch of Marvel movies. There. Doctor Strange, which didn't make my top 10 list.
Didn't make mine either.
Because I can't get into it the second time.
Yeah, you know, I did. Like, I watched it the second time, and I was like, it's a fun movie, but it's not.
Yeah, like
it's more of just like, here's the character, we're going to use it later kind of thing. I don't know.
I think I like him in spurts. Like, I loved him in Ragnarok. And I loved him in Infinity War. But as the whole movie, I can't get behind the character. But in the little parts that he is, like when he's part of a bigger ensemble, he's great.
Yeah.
I don't think that Doctor Strange could... I don't think it's really a extendable. But that's just me. I'm sure he's got his own fan base, but I don't see it maybe making another one. That's about it. I don't see going 3 and 4, even though I feel like he's going to be the next guy that leads the phase, him and Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
He's supposed to lead the next phase, but we'll see. It's going to be hard to top.
It is.
Phase 1. Or,
it is.
Well, we're in phase 3 now, aren't we?
It sets the bar pretty high.
Yeah, they really go with Captain America and Iron Man. And now Spider-Man's in there, but...
We're on your five.
We're on
my five again. I think I'm doing everything.
I really do. I feel like because you seem like we're all mine are in yours.
Okay, well, this one, I don't, we discussed it, I think, as the Crow, because the five of mine.
Yeah.
I think, did you end up backtracking and putting it off?
Yeah, I ended up backtracking and putting it off.
Okay. That, like, I'll just say, this has been like, geez, I was probably 10 the last time I watched this movie.
Yeah.
And I really meant to watch it again this week.
I think it was 2 months ago, last time I watched.
Really?
Yeah, it was on Sci-Fi Channel, so I was like, well.
I mostly use the Fire Stick. Unless I think about it, I don't actually
know. Right.
But, okay, a little backstory of this. From what I remember, he's getting married, right? They both get killed on his wedding day or the day before.
It was on the day before Halloween.
Day before Halloween, okay.
They were going to get married on Halloween.
Right. Oh, okay. That's what it was. Yeah. So then he rides from the dead.
Right.
Takes revenge on the guys who, it's just really dark kind of superhero movie, and that's something you don't see a lot. And in the end, Affleck, the guy actually died.
Yeah, he's really the original anti-hero.
Yeah.
Like, because the heroes don't normally kill, but he had no problem doing it.
No. Yeah.
And he wanted revenge.
Well,
did you know that Jason Momoa is playing the new Crow?
Is he really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
How did you not know that?
I never mentioned that there's going to be a new one. I haven't seen.
Yeah, he's going
to... Okay, I like the guy, but he can't play
everybody. He can't be every superhero.
Is he the Rock now? Is he the new Rock?
I can see it, though. Luke Evans was slated to play him first.
Too big.
Yeah, but he has that rock star look.
Yeah,
that's what Eric Draven was. He was a rock star, and he has that rock star look. He's got the long hair, he's got tattoos, and he's got that thing that girls love. I don't know what it is.
He's going to be just killing people, so I'll be okay with it.
Yeah. But Luke Wilson was, Luke Evans.
I was like, wait, what?
Luke Evans was slated to play first. I don't know if you know who Luke Evans is.
Luke Evans, I'm trying to think.
Fast and Furious 6, he was a villain in it.
I never watched that part of the series. I got, I think, 4, and then you needed to stop.
He was in the new Edgar Allan Poe movie. It came out.
I'll have to look him up.
You really don't know? And I can't even show you because we're recording. But, Luke Evans was slated to play him first. He backed out, and then Jason Momoa.
How'd you back out of the Crow?
Scheduling conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in one of the TV shows that's on right now. It's really big. It's Ever After or something like that. It's about the the Disney characters, but it's like a darker version of the characters. It's on ABC.
Oh, okay. I know what it is.
I don't think it's called Ever After, but it kind of makes sense. My number five, though, we did do a little backstory on the Crow. If you haven't seen it, it's a cult classic.
Absolutely.
It's a 90s dark movie. Kind of like Spawn.
Yeah.
It's got that dark feel to it.
That's kind of like, to me, it's like above Spawn. I think if Spawn was done a little better, it would be better. But, yeah.
The thing for me, though, with The Crow is I would never replace it as a superhero movie. I would have put it more of a horror movie.
Because
the guy dies and comes back to life.
It could, we plan on doing a list.
Yeah, we're going to do a horror movie list. I still don't think I'd put it in a horror movie list.
Yeah, I don't know if it would crack that. But see, that's the thing. I was looking up superhero movies, and I saw it.
I saw the list you were talking about, and I was like,
what?
I never would have. I mean,
I do like it, so it, but it just kind of fell in. It made sense.
I mean, he did have, you know, superhuman strength. He was invincible. So I see it. I get it. He had the typical superhero thing. I just never would have considered a superhero movie. All right, so my number five, though, is like the be-all, end-all of superheroes. It's just because if you think everybody's got the tattoos.
Okay. All
right. Superman. So my first, mine is Man of Steel. My number five is Man of Steel.
Okay.
I love it. I love they went all out on getting big name actors, except for Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
He was relatively unknown going into this role. Well, at least for me.
I liked him.
Yeah, he's.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's great. I don't know how you could badmouth him. But
he looks like Superman.
Yeah. But yeah, the surrounding cast was great. Zod. Was a great villain.
Yeah.
He wasn't Doomsday.
I really enjoyed Man of Steel, actually, and it's hard, and it is. I don't blame like people that make Superman movies too much, because it's hard to make a Superman movie to me, because it's hard to make
the perfect one.
Yeah, it's hard to make someone, you know, stand up to him that much. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you do like a Lex Luthor, like it's playful in the comics, but I think it's a movie that doesn't translate the same way. But yeah, I like Man of Steel.
Because he took on Zod, who was from the same planet, so they had the same abilities, but except Zod wasn't, he didn't get the sun as much as Superman did, so you tell that the battle was not really so fair. Once Superman started to regain his abilities, and the end scene where he kills him was perfect, because he didn't want to kill nobody.
Yeah.
But he did it to save people who were actually putting him down. They were making him out to be a demon.
Right.
And he saved them to show that he's still... But all in all, he destroys the whole city trying to save... I mean... So I know it built into Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
The whole destruction, and that's why Batman went after him, which actually did not... My top 10, believe it or not.
I'm very happy that it didn't.
I put Green Lantern in honorable mention, but I didn't put Batman vs. Superman.
As far as this era of DC, I think that Man of Steel is the best one. Like, I like the new...
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
I like the new Batman movies, the newest ones, better. But, yeah, I really enjoyed Man of Steel.
Yeah, Man of Steel, of the solos, is definitely the best one. Mainly because there's only, like, two. Wonder Woman and... Well, I guess if you add the Green Lantern in it, but... Yeah, it's clearly the top of my list of the solo DC movies.
Right.
So, but I don't know how you couldn't. Like, it's everything you wanted. It had the action, it had the story, it had the love between him and Lois Lane. You could finally see it building up. Then Lex Luthor wasn't even in the movie.
Right.
Right, so...
Which is good for me. I never buy it. It's so unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I get it. Trust me. I never understood it either. He gets this big... In the comics, he has the Kryptonite suit and everything, so that makes a little sense, but yeah, I'm with you. Some bald billionaire just can take down Superman. Yeah,
I don't like it either.
Like you said, it doesn't translate well on screen, and as you can see, it didn't really translate in Batman versus Superman on screen as well. So I guess you're up with number four.
Yeah, my number four is like a childhood like favorite movie, so it's carried with me for a while. I mean, I think it carries because I think it's Batman Returns. Because I think Mike Keaton was my favorite Batman. So, and I really enjoyed that one. So, it's dark. It's, I don't know. It's the introduction to Catwoman.
And the Penguin, right?
Yeah.
The introduction of the Penguin.
Catwoman, Penguin. I don't know. Yeah, it's just got that dark vibe to it. I always enjoyed it. I can still watch it anytime it's on. It's cheesy. It's fun. Like, but it's fun.
Yeah, for some reason, I blanked on it. He said, I was like, is that the... I'm like, no, that's not Val Kilmer.
No,
it's not Val Kilmer. I think it's Batman Forever, I believe.
Yep, Batman Forever. Yeah. I think. Either him or...
Clooney was obviously the worst one.
Clooney was terrible.
If we had to rank him, Clooney is...
He does the one with Mr. Freeze, that's all I know.
Yes.
It looks like
he has the Batman credit card.
Yeah,
that one's bad.
I mean, I don't know. I really enjoyed Keaton as Batman.
Yeah, Keaton is a great Batman. I love Ben Affleck as Batman, but I cannot put him above Keaton because he hasn't had a solo film.
I still put Bale. Bale's still number two for me. As much as I don't care for him that much.
Yeah, I put Bale three.
See, but you still say, you're like, I don't like him as Batman. He's still number three.
Because the other, Keaton and, not Keaton, but Kilmer and Kilmer Clooney was so bad that he has to be number three. It's just by, like, sheer, no other choice.
That one I put in there, it's more of like a, more of a childhood favorite of mine that I grew up loving that a lot of people, I assume, like the movie.
Yeah, I know I could turn it on and still watch it. It's great. But I don't think, I haven't watched it in a long time, so I don't know how well it translates now.
It's pretty good. I watched it a few months ago and, like, still was, like, really locked into it. Like, Tim Burton is doing those, so they're definitely creepy and they're weird and different.
Yeah, Tim Burton. Yeah, I think he had, like, big plans for his third one, then he never even did it.
Yeah.
I forget who was the main villain. I can't remember. Oh, the Riddler. The Riddler was going to be his main villain.
Yeah.
And it wasn't going to be Jim Carrey. Somebody else. There's another big name actor. I just can't think of him. I'm blanking right now. But, I could see that. But for me, I couldn't put two Batman movies in the list. I tried to keep it. I know they're different.
Technically,
they're different universes. I get it.
And no, I'm just saying, technically, if you have an honorable mention from there, three Batman movies.
It's horrible. Oh, yeah, The Dark Knight Rises. Okay, I didn't have any sequels at all. It's either one or none. My number four, and it's not because I don't think, it's just I love the all the characters together. And I still think Man of Steel is the best solo, but I love Justice League.
You're going to do it.
I love Justice League. I don't know how.
Don't apologize. You don't like what you like.
I don't know how you don't like it. It had a good story to it, but I'm with you. I don't like the Flash in it.
Yeah. It's not that I didn't like it. I just watch the Avengers and when I watch it, and it just falls short. I don't know. I just feel like they did a better job of building the characters in the Avengers where you want to see them more than they did in DC.
Yeah, I think that was the main problem. Like, the only characters you really cared about was Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman because you had no build-up to The Flash, no build-up to Aquaman, although I feel like he may have stole the show.
Yeah.
Because he was awesome in it. Like, his big introductory to all of the characters. And Cyborg, I forgot about him, but I wasn't a big fan of him either.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
But the scene where they bring Superman, spoilers, and I don't know how you haven't seen this already, but they bring Superman back to life, and if you didn't think they weren't going to bring Superman back to life, you're dumb. So they bring him back to life, and the scene where Cyborg's arm just starts to take control, because he has no control over the machine.
Yeah.
And it's just doing what it should do, and he tries to shoot at Superman, and then they're all trying to stop him, and here comes the Flash, and he's running, and then you just see Superman just turn his head to him, and you're like, oh, that was awesome.
that was good.
Like, Superman's, obviously, they've done the races in the comics. Superman, the Flash is faster.
Yeah.
But the fact that he didn't realize how strong Superman was until that moment, and he realized, he's like, maybe I don't want to do this. Just the look between both of them was awesome. And then the next scene where he grabs Batman, he picks him up, and then he throws him, and then Batman's like, yep, I'm definitely bleeding. I think it worked perfectly together. I love Justice League. I know it didn't receive great reviews.
Right.
But I feel like,
I think it's just my favorite characters. If you build the characters better, the movie's better. So, like, then you can do what Marvel does, and then they stand alone, like Thor Ragnarok, where they can just go off. They can go by themselves.
Which I think may help in Aquaman's favor.
Yeah.
Because we saw how awesome he was in Justice League, and I think that instead of building him up to Justice League,
he has a chance to bring it back.
Yeah. So, but The Flash, I'm going to have to watch The Flash solo movie.
Yeah. I've waited for years for this.
Yeah, and they're actually doing one of the best story arcs is the Flashpoint.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see it. I'm not a huge fan of the guy that's playing the Flash, just because I'm such a huge fan of the guy on the TV show.
It's hard having a TV show.
Yeah, Grant Gustin kills the Flash. Like, he is awesome as the Flash, but we'll see when the movie comes out. So, but yeah, Justice League. Number four for me.
Your number four is perfect segue to my number three because it's the Avengers.
All right.
Yeah, like I said, the characters just gelled together. It was really funny and entertaining. And I mean, I don't know. I just
The original Avengers?
Yeah, the original Avengers.
They have the classic headbutting because there's two different worlds. Like, I think my favorite scene, and it might be one of your favorite scenes, is when Thor and Iron Man are fighting in the woods.
Yeah.
He comes down and Cap's got the shield.
Yeah.
And when he hits, and then like, boom!
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite scene from that movie. The whole movie is good.
Yeah.
But like I said, I can't have two of the same ones, and you'll see why.
Yeah. But that one needs not very much introduction.
No, it doesn't.
Avengers number 3 on my list.
Which is literally a perfect segue to my number 3.
Keep that rolling.
Which is Avengers Infinity War.
Okay. And I watched it once on the Fire Stick. I haven't got the full experience yet. And I really enjoyed it. And Thanos was magnificent. We've waited for years.
For the perfect. Yeah.
Because he's in like Guardians a little bit. And he's in
First Avengers.
Yeah, First Avengers. And so you just get to see little clips of him. And then 10 years later, he gets his own breakout.
Yeah, and it was perfect.
Yeah,
it really was. I don't want to spoil too much because it still is in theaters.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, at least I saw the movie poster up at the Great Escape.
Really well.
Yeah, no, but like I said, I don't want to spoil it, but I think it was the perfect end to this phase. And I'm sure everybody knows the finger snap.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody knows the finger snap. And it was perfect. And it led into Ant-Man and the Wasp. And it's just, like I said, I don't want to go too in-depth in it because I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't seen it, but it is the perfect end to the whole Avengers Phase 3, I believe, because Phase 4 would be starting.
Yeah.
Right, so it was the perfect end. Thanos is that finally, that was the thing with Marvel, they never had that perfect villain.
Right.
They do now.
Oh, yeah. They do now.
Josh Brolin is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love him in No Country for Old Men. That's actually the first movie. First movie I ever saw him in, that I remember, because now that I know he's in the Goonies, I remember him. But yeah, I had no idea it was him. But the first movie I remember him established was No Country for Old Men. So when I heard that he was playing Thanos, I was like, all right. And then I'm like, all right. Yeah, he was great. If you haven't seen it, try to get to watch it. Even if you got a Fire Stick, it's probably a good version. Now, actually, no.
Maybe I'll break it maybe.
Yeah. I'm okay. All right. So,
you're number two. My number two. Actually, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy. My number two. So it kind of does fit into it. We saw my Thanos. That's where he started in Avengers. Then with Guardians.
He did, but you really saw him in.
Because
him and Ronan had.
Yeah, he laid down the authority on Ronan a little bit, letting him know that he was basically an ant that he could crush at any time he wanted to.
Yeah.
And Ronan's a tough guy.
Yeah, Ronan was a good villain.
Yeah.
And at the time, he was the best villain of the whole set.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think Ronan was the best one until you got to Thanos. Ronan was the best villain. I love Guardians of the Galaxy, but for me, it's the rewatchability factor. I haven't watched either of them since the first time I watched
it. I've seen it 600 times. not gonna lie.
And it's not that I love Chris Pratt and I love
Batista's hilarious.
Yeah, he was hilarious in the second. Yeah, his lines are like, he's a wrestler.
Yeah,
he doesn't have the greatest acting chops, so it was the perfect role for him.
Yeah, it's like make him just bad at dudes talking basically.
Yeah, that's literally all it is. Like. Was it Infinity War or was it Guardians of the Galaxy 2 where he's eating a popcorn and he's like, you can't see me if I don't move at all.
I think it's Guardians 2, I think.
Yeah, I think Guardians, that was awesome. And then they're like, we can see you, and he's like, damn it. Anyway.
It's like, I feel like all the characters, like, you know, can just, like Rocket Raccoon, like, I can see him and Groot having their own movie. That's good. That's so good. I felt like a lot of characters where they can actually branch out themselves. Chris Pratt's hilarious. The soundtrack's great too.
Yeah, it is. His hot mix or whatever he calls it was awesome.
Yeah, I had a lot of build up for that for me, and I thoroughly enjoyed that movie.
Which actually leads into what I wanted to talk about earlier that we haven't got to, but it perfectly fit into it. It was James Gunn firing
tweets
over offensive tweets that they
10 years ago or something?
Yeah. Unearthed a long time ago. Come on, man. Like,
there's a petition signed by
Up to 50,000 signatures.
I saw like over 100.
Oh, that was, well, last time I saw 50,000. So that's unbelievable.
Yeah, to get him hired back, and even a lot of actors and stuff were
behind Batista was behind him. Chris Pratt's behind him.
But you want him to go to DC.
If Ever Thomas is still a great director, take him. I mean, right now, while it's hot. How many people would jump ship to DC if they knew that James Gunn was going to direct, let's say, The Flash? I think he'd be a great director of The Flash. But, yeah, I don't get it going back to somebody's Twitter from 17 years ago and like, oh, well, you said that gay people suck. So
yeah, I didn't even see what he said.
I haven't either. I just know it said, quote-unquote, offensive tweets. So right now,
everything's
yeah, I was going to say, nowadays, it's anything. You can say, well, I don't like your hat, and you're offended. Actually, I do like your hat, yeah. I didn't know. I was
turning on Mark.
So, what was he on, number two?
Yeah, that was my number two.
All right, my number two is, it's based off of, I think it was your number four, was Captain America.
Yeah.
Except mine is Winter Soldier. Love Bucky Barnes as
really
the Winter Soldier.
That was another one I couldn't put it in a top 10 because I had a Captain America in there already.
Yeah.
It probably would have been closer to honorable mention. It's up in that range for me, but I can see how you really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's the first one was not easy to watch.
Yeah.
No, and I love Chris Evans.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
He's
a
good cap, too.
He's a great Captain America. But I think the first one was just too slow for me. It didn't really do much for me. The Red Skull was not a villain I could really take seriously.
Right.
It just seems silly to me. He pulled off his face and he had a Red Skull.
Yeah.
And like, it's exactly how you would imagine him.
I didn't like the CGI Chris Evans, too, when he's like real.
Yeah. Actually, I like that part. I thought it was funny. It is creepy. He looks weird with a big old head and a little bitty body. But I think the addition of Winter Soldier, and then you got to see more of Scarlett Johansson, and
there it is.
I love Scarlett Johansson. I don't love her as much as I love Gal Gadot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love her.
So a hotness scale, you put?
Yeah, I would put Gal over Scarlett.
I don't know, it's tough.
That is.
I might do that too.
Yeah,
because she's badass.
Yeah, she is.
For real bad.
She's a legit badass.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mess with her.
No.
Certainly,
at least 6 inches taller than me.
at the very least.
At the very
no, she's a. But yeah, you got to see. I like the addition of they brought in George St. Pierre. He's one of my all-time favorite UFC players.
Yeah, yeah.
He was at the very beginning of the movie. He was one of the villains. He didn't last very long. at all. And then Crossbones.
Mm-hmm.
You have to see how he became how he was.
Yeah, he's great too.
Yeah. It was just the perfect combo, and like I said, I have it really high because I felt like it was the perfect. And I wasn't really a big Captain America fan until that movie.
Yeah,
because the first one didn't do it for me, but him and Avengers did.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, he's great in Avengers.
That's why I hung around for it.
The Winter Soldier came out, and I was like, I didn't know because like I said, I'm a DC guy. I didn't really know the story, but for me to put a Marvel movie at number two in my top 10, I got to tell you something. I mean, that's it was perfect for me. It had the perfect amount of comedy, and it had the action.
You'll get your revenge, though.
Yes, I got my revenge, because number one is a DC movie.
Yeah, number one is a DC movie for both of us.
Is that the same one?
It's the same movie.
Yeah, The Dark Knight.
I can see your list. We had talked about it, The Dark Knight. There's just no way I could put anything above it. I got tried, and it just can't.
You can't think of one villain that outperformed Heath Ledger's Joker.
There isn't.
Yeah. There's 100 superhero movies, and there's not one villain better than Heath Ledger's Joker.
And even, Two-Face is great. The way that all went down is, just everything about it was perfect. I have no complaints about that movie whatsoever.
Other than his list when he's got the cowl and he's got that list, and it just drives me crazy.
I like to make fun of him while the movie's going on,
And I feel like
voice that you can't hear.
But at the same time, it's iconic. Like, his voice is iconic. Is. Everybody just assumes when you talk Batman, everybody does their Batman voice. They do the Bill.
Yeah, they do. That's true.
So, I mean, it bothered me, but he did an interview, and the reason he said he did that voice is because he was like, if this man is wearing this suit, he's like, it's a painful mask to wear.
Yeah.
He's like, so he's like, I'm going to do it as I would feel like he would do it because he's going to be in pain because this thing hurts.
Yeah.
So,
and he's a great actor, too.
Yeah, he is great.
That's all. Like The Machinist, though, have you ever seen it?
Yes, I have.
But he lost
a lot of
weight in that movie, like at least 100 pounds.
Yeah,
like,
he was bone.
Nothing. And like, just the stuff that he's done for roles to beef up, and because he did Batman after that.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, he did. Man, I think he did two Batmans in between The Machinist. He bulked up, slimmed down, and bulked right back up. You know that can't be healthy.
No, it can't be.
But,
still better shape than I.
Oh, yeah, I'm not, yeah.
Chris Pratt died. It's not working here.
I haven't
brought another Mountain Dew in.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I haven't drank half of it.
A little bit. A little
bit. it's just where I've been sick, I can't really taste anything, so it was like...
I feel like I'm getting sick. Well, humidity?
I think it's the humidity. For me, it actually is making me feel a little bit better because I can breathe for once in the last 4 days. it's been a rough 4 days. But yeah, that's our top 10 list. If you want to break it down, it's Spider-Man 2, Logan, Wonder Woman, Deadpool, Thor, Ragnarok, Man of Steel, Justice League, Avengers, Infinity War, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, and number one, The Dark Knight.
That's a $20 deal on the list. My list will be 10, Logan, 9, Deadpool, X-Men First Class at 8, Iron Man 7, Captain America Civil War, The Crow at 5, Batman Returns, number 4, 3 with Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy, and then your same one, The Dark Knight at number 1.
Yeah. I don't know how you could top that movie.
Our lists are so completely different. Yeah, we come to the same conclusion on number 1.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't even say they were completely different. Like, we had a lot of, like, we both had Logan pretty close, and we both had Deadpool pretty close. I don't think we have Ragnarok pretty close, but, I mean, you had it. Yeah,
it's on its way.
We both did have a Captain America movie in there.
We both had an Avengers movie also.
Yes. We both didn't have Justice League.
Heavy Batman.
You was heavy Batman. And go figure that not one of the new Batman movies. It's been a good podcast.
We ran an hour 40.
Wow, that's longer than the last time. I think it was an hour 15 last time.
I think we were, yeah.
But it was good, though. We both got what we wanted to tell, and... So for next week, we have a we were going to do top 10, but I think we're just going to stick to our favorite conspiracy theories. I like some of them as fiction. I like some of them that turned out to be true. So what we're going to do is we're going to do some conspiracy theories for you next week, and we're going to give a little believability scale. We're going to give you ones that have turned out to be true and ones that we don't absolutely believe in at all. Those are people. But yeah.
Yeah.
So next week's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a creepy episode.
I'm going to do a lot of research this week.
I hope
I got to be into it. I'm going to
It's going
to
be
fun.
So I guess that's going to be it for this week. Anything else you want to say?
Be excellent to each other.
Peace.